Okay, so let's review. So we know the Gemara outlines that the there's this halacha called min knaf, and it's a question of whether it means just material. And then we'll have to get back to this question of whether you can only make a beged out of wool, out of linen, other things. We'll get back to that in a little bit. And we saw that there is this position. Rashi has it. Rambam seems to have it, though that's a bit of a question. The Mari Abuav challenges this. That min kanaf means that you need to have the beged to be the same color as the beged. The lavan has to be the same. Right, the lavan has to be the same color as the beged. And we argue that maybe that's because they believe that right, both of these halachot seem to be based on the fact, whether you think it's about the material, the color, this desire to integrate the tzitzit to the beged, right? By arguing that, look, the tzitzit are defined as the corners of the beged, the tassels, extensions of the beged, and therefore they have to be the same. Material makes a lot of sense. Color, yesh ladun, because on the one hand, you might say, well, color, things can be different colors, contrasting colors, and etc. Maybe the argument, I suggested an argument of why you would think the color has to be the same as the beged is because since we know already from the psukim that the visuals, the color,
the whole thing is based on color.
The whole reminder is based on color. Color is integral to the tzitzis halacha. Maybe that's where you would get the notion that once you know two things, one is that the tzitzit have to be integrated, and two is that colors matter, that's where you get this notion that the color has to be the same. And we saw that that's the Shin Rashi. Rambam, maybe that Beis Yosef thinks that's what Rambam means, Mari Buav doesn't. But the Beis Yosef knows the other Rishonim explicitly say you don't need it. The Rashba, for example, in Shulchan Aruch, says, Yesh Omrim, that you have to do it, and therefore people are machmir to do it. Fine. The problem is the Ramah. And this is what we were up to. The Ramah is a very bizarre shita, because we have two shita. Either it has to be the same color, or it doesn't have to be the same color. What's the Ramah's unique shita?
Ashkenaz only wear white.
Exactly. Well,
only Makbid to have white strings.
The Ramah says that the Minhag Ashkenaz is only of white strings. Now, to be Machmir,
the beged is colored.
Correct. Now, you can be Machmir, and that we'll see that some of the poskim say you should be Machmir and only have a white beged, but where does the Ramah get this notion? Because according to all the other Shitot, Lavan means, what does Lavan mean?
White beged.
No. Lavan means not Chelet. Lavan means that which are not Chayiv and Chelet. So either you think it has to be the same color as the beged, or you think it doesn't have to be.
Wait, so what is the Ramah saying?
But the Ramah says it has to be white. Color. White, white, white. Why white? So where does the Ramah get the notion? And this is what we have to figure out today. Where does the Ramah get the notion that Lavan is not just non-Chelet, but is Dafka white, even, presumably, if the beged is not white? Now, again, you can be Yotze both. You can be Yotze having white and being Yotze Min Kanaf Goyin Rashi by wearing only a white beged, which is indeed where the Minna comes from. But why, fundamentally, does the Ramah think that the word Lavan means white and not just that which isn't colored, right? Or not colored chelet, but which is what the Rav Rishonim said? Where would he get this notion? So, where do you think? Right? What might have driven the Ramah to believe this?
I mean, it could be that's what
it could be that.
It's in the Torah, it's white.
Come on.
To avoid controversy.
No, wouldn't it avoid controversy? It only avoids controversy if you dafka wear white.
No, if you make the minhag vida that wear white.
No, if you make the minhag, they only wear a white beged and white tzitzis. But that's not my question. Is why does the Ramah think that the tzitzis, right, not the beged, the tzitziot, have to be only white? Where do you get, right? We've seen all the other Rishonim until now assume not that.
Maybe
where does the Ramah get it from?
He interprets Lavan literally.
Where does he get it? But give me a proof, because everyone else didn't have that problem. Everyone else said Lavan means not chelet. What would drive the Ramah? He doesn't just make it up. Where would it come from? Come on.
There has to be another opinion.
Where would it come from?
It would come from the Mishnah Brura.
No, it wouldn't. Look at number six. I wasn't asking you to guess. I gave you some clues as to why he might because the Ramah clearly thinks the word Lavan means white and not non chela. But where would he get that from? So, here's a few possibilities of what might have driven the Ramah. So on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, The Gemara says.
Yeah.
Got it, like 10 lines down. 3, 6, 11 lines down. Got it? The Gemara is going through a series of drashot, and the Gemara says, V'rabbanan.
Very isam oso.
Good. Rabbanan, hi, read them adomai avdile. Read it.
Very isam oso, my avdile, mi bai.
What does that mean? I mean, what do the Rabbanan do with this drashot read them adomai? Right? The Gemara is in the middle of a series of drashot, so what does it do? How do they interpret it? The
Tani. Barisem osa us kartem ra'a mitzvah zu zecher
uzechor mitzvah acheret. See this mitzvah and
remember it.
Remember another mitzvah. Atluyaba. Remember another mitzvah which depends on it, which is
ve'ezu zu zu kriya shema.
What mitzvah is that? Shema. Ditnan.
Ditnan me. Imse Korin Eshma Be Shachris Me Sikher Be
Shayakir
Shayakir Bein Tchelis Olav.
What does that mean?
While looking at
white. So, what is the Zman if Kriyash? Right, what is the Zman, the earliest that you can say Kriyashma? What's the halacha?
When you could tell the color of
Mitzvah. Mishayakir Bein Tchelis Lavan. It's what's called in the Gemara in Mishnah. Brachos, exactly. From when you can distinguish between?
Blue and white.
Blue and white. Blue and white. So, the Rav makes this argument that perhaps what drove the Rama is, according to everybody else, that Lavan just means not Chelet. So how could it be that there's a fundamental category called the Zman of Kriyat Shema? The time for Kriyat Shema is the time at which you can distinguish between the white and blue in your tzitzit. If white isn't a chalos, to use Lumjish terminology, right? Meaning, if white is just non-blue, then how can you have a time that depends on when I can tell the difference between Chelet and Lavan? Because I can tell the difference between Chelet and Lavan, I mean, white and blue, naniach, at, right, with 10% light. But in order for me to tell the difference between, let's say,
blue and purple,
or blue and black, or blue and green, or blue and... I need more light than that. Yeah. But if you think that Lavan is in a category, meaning Lavan just means non-chelet, then how could you create a halachic category called the time in which I can distinguish between chelet and Lavan if Lavan is in a chalos, if Lavan is in a status of actual white? So the Rav argues that perhaps what drove the Rama, right, is that everybody else thinks Lavan just means non-chelet. But there's this indication from the halach of Kriyat Shema that white is an independent status, not a non-status, not a non-color, but an actual positive obligation of Lavan, of white, mamish.
How is he the only one that, like, what else did the rest of them say about the Gemara?
So everyone else must just say, look, Rov Hazman is white, and therefore it's just a, that's normally a good indicator. You're right, sometimes you wouldn't have it, but... Or something like that, but... Well,
I'm just going to some more.
Okay. But that might... Because fundamentally, what's the machlokas, the Rama, and everybody else? The machlokas, the Rama, and everybody else is white a status of white or simply a negative definition, meaning that which is not chele? Bein l'rashi, Rambam, Rashba, all the Rishonim we've seen have assumed that Lavan just means non-chelet. But according to the... But there is this very plausible read of the Gemara in Gimel, which is that it's a status, a positive status, not a negative status, but a positive status of white. Similarly, if you look at the Yerushalmi in number 7, look at the Yerushalmi. This is in Brachot. This is on the Mishayakir. Me'ematai korin et shma b'shacharit, Mishayakir ben tchelet lavan. What's the Zman of Shacharit? Of Shema in the morning, so we can distinguish between Tchel and Lava. Rabbi Lozer Omer ben Tchel Lekartan, Lekarti. Rabbi Lozer had said it's between the Tchel and green. And then the Lechatchila Zman, at least, is Ad Honetachama. This sheet, it's, that's actually when you have to say before Honetz. At this point, I assume you've been in Migdal long enough that you know that sunrise in halacha is hanetz, not netz, It's not the Nates. It's Hanates.
The best comment from last week. He had the opportunity of doming Hanates with the Nates.
Okay. But why is it Hanates? No, Alot HaShachar is dawn. Alot HaShachar is dawn. But it's... I'm sure you've heard this, is why, right? When people say Nates, right, Ginsburg will correct them and say, Hanates. Why?
Because it's when the birds start.
No, because not the Nates. Hanates is a... Like, is like from the word in Shir Hashirim, Hanatsu Arimonim. It's when things start to bloom. It's a phrase. The whole Hanates, that is the word. It's not the Nates, it's Hanates. Right? The sun is coming into... What?
People say Nates Achama.
But it's wrong. It's Hanates. Yes, because it's not Nates... It's not the Nates Hachama, it's Hanates Hachama, when the sun is, right, just like Hanetsu Arimonim.
The word has a hey, it's not a prefix.
Correct, it's not a, it's part of the verb, right? Or the, whatever, not verb, but it's verb form. Anyways, yes, in Hanetsu Arimonim, it's a verb form. Rishu Omer at Shalosh Sha'ot, Shkein Derech B'nei Melachim La'amod B'Shalosh Sha'ot. This is the way we paskin, that you have until 3 hours. Hakore mikan ve'elach lo hipsid ka'adam shekore b'torah. This is all the Mishnah. So then the Gemara and the Yerushalmi says, Keni matnitin bein chelet sheba lilavan sheba. It doesn't just mean the time that you can tell the difference between chelet and lavan. What does it mean? The time when you can tell the difference of chelet sheba ulavan sheba. Which means not white and blue generally, but...
The one that you have?
No, Tchelet Shabbat, in it. The white in the tzitzit, and the blue in the tzitzit. Uma tam under Rabbanan, uritem oto, min hasamuchlo. You shall see it from that which is next to it. Meaning, in the Yerushalmi, it's even clearer. That the drasha is these two things that are attached, that are integrated... And you have to be able to distinguish between them. Meaning it sounds like...
Right,
not just white and blue in general. The white and blue in it. In the tzitzit. Asamuch lezeleza. Umaytami lozer. Item otok. Deshing nikar ben atzuim. And that's his drasha. That it should be recognizable between the colors. Right, so it sounds like there's a good reason to believe that that's what... That presumably is where the Ramah gets it from. Now, if you look at the Itzer, in number 8, Mitzavua garim, atum in knaf, atzavua kopit, yaruk, yaruk, lovan, lovan, abitalik, shakomine, tzavod in mitzvah lahaktim, lovan, kidiktani bevraitzit, the min knaf lovani, bechol talitot, fisharuman stomach lovanim, velo koptu atzvia, elkohech, like a lovan, kidarin lakaman talit, in poter by elamina, vahechdik a lovan, kodem, bechol atalitot. So the Itzer doesn't go quite as far as the Ramah, but he says the following. Let's say you have a beged with multiple colors, one of which is white, then you always put white. So, again, he doesn't say you should always do white, but what does he say? This is like halfway towards the Ramah, which is to say that white is still the primary definition. So if there's any white in the beged, then the white overpowers. It's not saying that if there's no white, that you
should put white.
That you have to put white, or right, must, right, that you can or must put white. But he's saying it's a mitzvah lahaktim lovan. So again, you see the Itzer is not as strong as the Ramah, but conceptually it's similar, that the status, white has a unique status, right? The Ramah seems to say it has the only status. The Itzer says it has at least a status of precedence over other colors. Rov Rishonim, we sort of didn't believe that. Okay, so that is the Ramah. And that's really the basics of the lamdas. I want to make a few halachic points and so you know some practical things, and that's what we're going to do. There's a few more lamdish points that come along the halacha, but let's go through it, okay? So, just because you guys were asking how this plays out halacha l'maisa, so let's see how it plays out. So if you look at Mishnah Berurah 9, first he quotes both positions, both Rashi and Tosfot. So we saw, this is a good chazara. According to Rashi and the Rambam, why do you put in the color of the beged? It's a chiyuv midin min knaf. According to Tosfot, if you put in the same color, why do you have to do it?
Hider mitzvah.
Hider mitzvah. So that's the first thing Mishnah Berurah says. Mitzeva talit, mishum ze ilivan veyu. Right, clearly, which one does he give precedence to? His first svar is Tosfot, that it's just a hider mitzvah. Just eder mitzvah. V'yesh mafarshim mishum debinan bazem mimen kanaf. And some say no, it's more fundamental that the color of the beged and the tzitzit have to be the same. Af b'vegadim tzvuim. But now he says, and this is what I mentioned before. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's assume you hold like the Ramah. Now remember, the Ramah, there's no Rishon explicitly says what the Ramah says. The answer comes the closest. So how are you going to both be makbid like the Ramah to have white and be makbid like Rashi to have min kanaf?
Both.
Have a white beged.
Right, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. He says, Mikom akam roi lamedaktik. If someone wants to be careful, laso dav garban kadvado talat kadan lavan. Kadesh he'd say, hakol kshiasa tzitzit lavanim, gamishum dechsev, ulevushe ketelek chiyor. So he says two things. First of all, why should you wear a white beged? As a chumrah. We don't make it in Paschal like the Ramah, but
you fulfill all opinions.
Holds the primary
doing, so.
Status.
Correct. But then he gives a second svara, which is maybe, right, according to the Ramah, there's a din in a white string. Is there any din in a white beged?
No.
But he quotes the Bach, who says maybe there's also a din, that there's a din, at least for your talis, maybe, that there should be, that the beged, there's a din in having white.
Right.
Right, that white is holy, white is pure. And now he says, okay, now he makes another halachic point. Okay, let's assume that you want a paskin min kanaf. So how many of your begadim are fully white? Your talis katan, how many of your talis katans are fully white?
All.
No, you have black. You have the black. You have the black Z. The black ones. How about talitot?
This one.
In general? So I happen to have white. And people ask me, oh, whoa, white, you Sephardi? And I'm like, no.
My dad does white also.
I'm just like, I like it. I don't think these are like a super strong minhag. I happen to like all white.
My brother got
But the Ashkenazi, that's like white and white. But the Ashkenazi minhag, or many Ashkenazim have the minhag too. So the Mishnah Berurah just says, don't worry about it. Because clearly...
The
mitzvah's on the ikar. That even if you want to be makbid to put a white beged, so you have white strings...
Most
our talitot are 98%, right? Even the ones with the strings, right? Now, there are some which are not like that. Right?
Yeah,
it would go against the minhag.
Some of the ones here are like rainbow color.
Right, like the rainbow color. Now, even though some of them have rainbow stripes, that's still probably mostly white.
Right.
But some of them, you know, there's always
that one guy
in shul, and like I know in Staten Island, that one guy who had like intense, the entire beged is black or purple.
I've seen the blue and purple ones.
Right, blue and purple, whatever.
Yeah.
So that is already going to, again, is it usher? No. Mikradin, the Shulchan Aruch says it's fine. But does it go against the minhag? Yeah, maybe it goes against the minhag. I don't know how worked up I am about it, but it goes against it. But he says, don't worry about the stripes. He said, the Mishnah Berurah said that which the minhag was, the black was, in some of them it's blue, which is maybe more the minhag, right? To do it like chelet, don't worry about it. Right? That's what we mean by white. The chumra, that white, is have rove white. Right? Rove white. Okay. Machzeh Shekel says, "Nodin Adam Acher Mitam VaAlach DeBrachav Li Damot Elav Yidbrach." Now this is quite striking. He says, "I think there's another reason to wear white beged, and that is, and this is very striking. I don't know what it, right." He explains the Bach that the Bach had said, "Vushe Ketel Chiyur," that God's clothing, so to speak, are described in the Nevuah as being like white like snow. So so you could have just said that means it's pure, but he takes it very literally, which is maybe the reason you should wear a white beged. Is it's v'halachta v'drachav? It's imitating God. I really have no idea what that means.
We do
I find it very
thing on like Pesach or Yom Kippur. Where
so there we are,
like,
angelic. Yeah, but this is sort of weird to say that we doctors have a white beged because then you're like God. It could be that's what the Bach really meant, but that's what he writes. Down mina v'yavor Hashem al panav. He said, "How do you get this?" Now again, this might only be by talis, right? Because if you look from the Machzeh Shekel, it's clear that what he's talking about is because he gets it. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has a mashal, has an image that when Hashem said to Yugum Midor Arachamim,
Mitatef Betalit.
Right, Mitatef Betalit. He put on the talis and he was a chazan and he taught Moshe how to daven using the Yud Gimel Midot. Right, that's the way the Gemara Rosh Hashanah describes it. Don't get into the theological anthropomorphic problems right now. It's a mashal, okay? So he says, Vayavor Hashem Vanav, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ilmale Mikra Katuvi, Avshar Lomro. And the pasuk not said it, we couldn't have said it. It means that God wrapped himself up in a talit like a chazan. And God said, if you follow this, I will forgive you. And then the reason you need the same color is because it's beautiful. But so this is another level up, right? Which is that there is this tradition from the Bach, which the Acharonim, some of the Acharonim like, which is not only should the tzitzis be white, but that there's this added thing that at least the talis, because of this the midrash and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, you should have the beged also be white, at least the talis. I assume it's more talis than talis katan, right? Because they're talking about what's it called? Because they're talking about the mashal of God davening, so for the omelet, right? If you look at the Shari Tshuva in 11, he writes that Ayin Berhete Vim Yom Shal Shlomo Reishiv Amoch Ein Lasot Talit Gadol Mitzev Yarok L'Chod Yom Tov. You shouldn't make a green talis for the Kavod Yom Tov. I don't know why people did this. Whatever, people do it. Elik Asher Nagu B'Talit Lavan V'Avta Katan Yish Makpin L'Avka Lavanim V'Yish Lenok Shal Lasot Shum Tfiro B'Talit Rav B'Chutim Lavanim V'Chen Atar Shal Osim Mala Ein Lasot Lami Davar Lavan. So the Mishnah Brura had said that there's no problem with making the stripes of a different color. But the Shari Tshuva actually argues. The Shari Tshuva says, L'chatchila, what should you do? Have completely white beged, no stripes of any other color. He says, not even a stitch. Right? No stitches. The entire thing should be white, which is a very, very machmir shita here. Again, is this necessary? No. But again, so you have shita, you have, within Min Kanaf, you have the people who say, it doesn't matter what color the strings are, the Rashba. It should be the same color, really has to be the same color as the Beged, because of Min Kanaf, Rashi Rambam. It should be, because it's more beautiful, but it's not Ma'akev, that's Tosfos. Then there's the Ramah, who says that the string should dafka be Lovan. Because possibly there seems to be a chalos of Lovan based on the Kriyashma Sugyo. Then there's the Itur, slightly more mild, which is, if it's multiple colors, then white wins out, because it has a premier status. Then you have the question, okay, so how do I deal with this in terms of the Begets? You have those who say, it really doesn't matter. You have the Mishnah Brura says, look, you should be Machmir to have a white Beget, so that you can be Yotze both Rashi and the Ramah, that it's Min Kanaf, and that you have white strings, because if you have a white Beget, everyone will agree that the strings can and should be white. Then you have, but the Mishnah Brura says, but I don't go as far as saying the entire Beget has to be white, it can be mostly white. The Shari Tshuva says, no, it needs to be completely white. And this brings us to that next sheet, though, which is that it's not just about the strings, that in addition to all the chumras of the strings, there's a pashtus, there's no din in the beged, but at least when it comes to a talis gadol, the Bach and the Machta Shekel seem to say no, because we have these midrashim that describe God as wearing white, at least in the context of davening. So maybe not only is there a din in the tzitzis, but there's a din in the beged being white. Now this is already a big chiddush, because as we know, does the beged have kedusha?
No,
the beged is just a beged. There's clothing, right? That you happen to have bichayim and tzitzis, but at least when it comes to talis, they treat it as having this status, and they suggest having white again.
We're saying we should have white because it fulfills all opinions. So in that case, shouldn't we just have an all white beged just in case we fulfill all opinions?
Well, that's what Shai Tshuva says. Mishnah Brura says you're yotzei everything anyways. Mishnah Brura says yotzei anyways. If it's 90% white, you have some stripes. Big deal. Right, the Shari Tshuva takes it deeper and says,
"Right, so to fill
white means else, so you want to be yotzei that. So then have a fully white talis, which is what I have. Not per se because I'm so worked up about the Shari Tshuva. I like it, but yes, I'm machmir. Like I'm machmir. That's why I'm doing it. Yes, I have so many chumras. I don't need this to be my chumra. I have so many wonderful chumras. This is like,
Rabbi, should I be wearing a talis?
Oh."
I mean, I did my research on it, and the reason why Ashkenazim don't wear talisim until they're married is stupid. But does that mean
sit down right here? Just want you to know.
No, it's stupid.
It's your next chabura.
Thank you, Daniel.
No, there's no chabura on it. There's no chabura on it. It's one opinion by the Magen Avraham, and that's it.
But
it's Yankees, not very good.
Some of the Yankees do wear it. Some don't. Like, we don't.
Yeah, Yankees wear it, but Magen Avraham brings like his own chiddush from like.
Okay, Magen Avraham is not a nobody, but
he doesn't
look.
Have, like,
it is. Right, it isn't. It is indeed a.
It's a stretch.
Yeah, it's one of the. If I remember correctly, Rabbi Simon in his book on Minhagim, he has 5 test cases, and one of them is this, where he writes like many, many pages on this minhag. It's not the most compelling of minhagim that has ever been introduced. If you are completely convinced you should wear a talis, then I would say go ahead, but probably, you know, talk to your parents before, because I don't need
right.
I don't need any parents yelling at me. You told them to change our minhag, right? This is not a halacha question. This is like, as a teacher in a school, I don't want anyone yelling at me, right? I didn't tell you to do it. I didn't tell you not to do it. If you're really convinced, you should do it. So then you should do it, you know. And talk to your parents and tell them why you're convinced and see if they have problems. If they're really really worked out about it, don't do it, right? If they're like, eh, you want to do it? Okay, sounds good to me. Then sounds good to me too. I don't care. I'm not someone who gets very worked up about these things. There are people in this world who get very worked up about these things. I'm not.
Right.
I get worked up about other things, not this. But you can get that as the second part of your chabura. Mention in your chabura tomorrow, Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Ooh. We are waiting with bated breath for your chabura. We are very excited.
Good.
It's
better be good.
Yeah. I feel like we've been talking about this for like weeks.
Yeah.
So
it has been a week.
It's here. Okay, good. A nice little summary of some more of the issues. Go get the Pizkei Tshuvot. In general, if you want to know every possible variant of like these minhagim as they appear in Hasidic sources, a good place to go is the Pizkei Tshuvot. He like knows all this stuff and he quotes it, so I gave you a little summary. He writes, Yesh omrin shizrach lasod et tzitzit mitzev atali. Rama, v'ashkenazim enogin lasod et tzitzit rachlubavanim, apagam tzvuim, shumad adeshen. It's not really close to what shumad adeshen said, but okay. V'od muva b'shem shumad adeshen, shayim ha'ater tali tol b'meshi tzavua kachol ke'eh, zikron l'tchaylet. He said the shumad adeshen had this minhag to put little, like, decorations of blue, light blue, on his tzitzit. Why? Zikron l'tchaylet. Until today, he said that's where the black comes from, because black is, you know, sort of like blue.
Okay. I mean, in the dark.
Sure. I mean, this is what the Boskim say. But he says, the Svaradim don't have this minhag, kulo lavan, lo pasit chilav shachor. Klal without stripes, is that what you have, Yosef?
What, my...
Yeah.
Black stripe.
Like I said, I have it also. As you know, I don't get so worked about these minhag things. I like white, and people are like, "Oh, I can do white. You just farty." No, I just
one that's only white.
Yes, I'm machmir like the shari chula.
I like
one with black.
Okay, so you like blue? So put on blue. I don't care.
Yeah, white.
And he said, but this comes from v'hu alpia rada chidab shemar shav v'gudom la'akved al kach shekein nachon alpitor and nistar. So there are these Svardi poskim who are really into it for Kabbalistic reasons. Because it invokes God's mercy in Kapara. Sure, I don't know. Could be.
It's to how the black is what this is.
No, to only have white. It invokes Kapara and something.
It's like waving chickens over your head.
Okay. And he says, Vitalit shenaase ke'ein maret sahov o afor machmat yoshin v'zeh en kveda v'zeh. This is just a point we should make. He says, when you're talis has yellowed or grayed because of sweat and age.
Oh boy.
Right? Don't worry about it. He said, look, if it's been din min kanaf, don't worry about it, because it's still white, it's dirty. But he said, if the whole din was what? Ze'eli van veyu, at some point, probably get a new talis. Okay? This is not a very lumdish point, I just figured I should make this point. He says, at some point, he said, it's just not v'chavadik. You know, you're going to davening, and your talis that was once a bright white is now, you know, rotted, you know, like rotted teeth yellow.
It's like, you know, like when you open up a sitter and it has like kiddish things, like it gives that feeling.
So
oh, this has been used.
See, I have one friend who's exactly like him. I have one friend who didn't like. Like I like new svarim that are in nice print that I can read with footnotes that add sources. You know, like the new, like the nice Minchas Chinuch. And he was like, no, I want to use my grandfather's from 1850 that's yellow and in tiny print that you can't read because it feels authentic. I'm like, feels like you're going to go blind when you're trying to read that.
If it's a newer version, then fine. But if it's the same version, just getting a new book. Like,
good, no, so there are people. So there's the Daniels of the world. There's the Daniels of the world who think that it's the Mahadran is to have the yellow thing that was used. It's imbued with the Kedusha of experience.
No, it's really
The Messiah is passed down to the Schwitz that is now embedded in the Talis. And then there are people like me who are like, ew. Ew. You know, I'm with other Daniel on this. Okay, but fine.
But like a sitter? Like my dad wants me to use his
And then he brings... I honestly, I just thought this biscuit Jew was like very cute. Anyways, like whatever. And he says, and he said, you know, sometimes you're at your talis, you know, you're at the kiddush, and there's a, exactly as you say, there's a grape juice stain, a chulin stain on the talis, on the tzitzis.
You're doing
abdullah. Shana yarda de and he says sometimes you can never get it off. It's like stained, like, you know, the mahadrin.
Why are you wearing your talis by abdullah?
He says, "Enkpei de bekach medina the kosher bracham." He said, "Look, meikra din, is it kosher? It's kosher." Rak, but again, he said, "Rak mitzad zeli van ve nachom ader al chayvetz mitzvah shemichubot v'udar remuhudar." He says, "But you know, there comes a point where midin, it should be nice. Yesh ladun, you should think about the fact that." You know, how many children stains do you have on that faggot already? Maybe don't wear it at the kiddush. Maybe that's the lesson.
No, you have to wear it at the kiddush just to get the stains on it.
Let's say your kid comes home at the end of the year with his sitter from school, and there's no ripped page, there's no stains or anything. It would be like he never used it. If he comes home with like ripped pages...
Or it means that your child is careful. That's civilized.
Children are careful. That's off.
That's already
Maybe you're children because you're still off Tanakh already. But
you think I'm like totally what?
Most
like,
kids are not that careful. Yeah.
I tell my kids to be careful with my svarim. Yes, I don't get as annoyed because like the chumash, the chumash that they borrowed from me that I kept in good condition since I had it when I was a little kid. You know, so yes, now some of them are falling apart. But nechanami, that is because my kids have like their harusa every morning that they set up amongst themselves, and like at 6 a.m. So like
kids.
My kids. Mayor set up a conversation with our own at 6 a.m. In Pini Halacha, and they make siyumim on sections of Halacha, because they have Pini Halacha of them, so Mayor teaches it to them.
How old are they?
6 and 4.
Only in the gush, by the way.
And they, no, by the way, nothing to do with it. Mayor just decided one day that that's what they're doing. So after they finish breakfast, Mayor takes Aaron into the room. They sit on the couch. They learn a page of Pini Halacha, and they make a siyum every time they finish a section.
At 6 a.m.
6:30 before school. So yeah, my chumashim are falling a little bit apart, but like now Mayor has insisted in Aaron sometimes also on coming to Hashkama at shul, and he davens, and then he goes to the parsha, reviews at 6:45.
Your kid's going to be giving the parsha here at the age of
please God. Okay, amen. Kenny Ratzah,
chief rabbi of Israel.
Why should I curse him on such a thing? Okay.
I think when they say the age of chinuch is at the age of 7, I think these are exceptions, that they're like the age of 4.
One thing he just notes in the footnote is that there, and I've seen people who do this, who during the week they'll have like the white talis with the stripe, but on Shabbos they'll have just white, because I'll be Kabbalah, Shabbos, and white is the like very, very
special. People do that for like Yom Kippur.
Or just to be Maya.
The metal,
I hate it. Oh my God.
Not just the metal.
Not like halachic.
Hider mitzvah.
You know what is that? Yeah, I know. It's just hider mitzvah. To me, it's so heavy. It's so heavy. It's so uncomfortable.
It stays on.
So
Chabad actually doesn't do that at all.
So uncomfortable.
Chabad says you're not supposed to have... You know like a talis on the top, you have like that part that you know is the top of the talis? So Chabad doesn't have it at all. They say you're not supposed to like... have that at all.
Is there a purpose to having that part portion that signifies where it goes around your neck? Like not necessarily metal, but you see...
Well,
it's the equivalent of a this side up sign.
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, one more point. And like I said, if you're really interested in all the sheet that you can look at the Beis Yosef at the end, but that we've said basically most of it either inside or outside, but this is the full summary of all that we've shown him, but we're not looking at it now. We're not. I gave it to you if you want to look at it. Point.
Why does the Beis Yosef always have like massive paragraphs?
Because it's an encyclopedia. Like, it's an encyclopedia.
But it's not like a little line.
No, it's an encyclopedia. That's like why. It's an encyclopedia. That's what it is. Okay, last point. We mentioned we were doing... I still have to upload one of the shiurim. I haven't done it. When we did the modern tchelet thing, so we noted that many people point out, what do you lose if you put on tchelet? So, Rabbi Yashiv, what was Rabbi Yashiv's argument? Rabbi Yashiv's argument against it is...
It's white. It's just
what do you think it is? I gave you the English summary.
It's supposed to mimic Tchelis if it's not actually
Tchelis. So that, there are many reasons, but based on the figure you're in, what do you think one of the critiques is?
Oh, it's not.
You have that white
string.
That if you want to be mocked with like Rashi, that it has to be Midin HaBeged.
Then it's not.
So then if it's not the real Tchelis, so then you're changing the color. Good. So give me two responses to that.
Have a blue stripe.
1 second. So
the strings we don't follow that. They don't have
so one is a maker adin, we don't pasuk like that. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a chumrah. But if the question is, should we be machmer like Rashi, and Shulchan Aruch says maker adin, we don't pasuk like that, and it's a possibility of being yotzei mitzvah the arise of chelet, so nishkes verlach. Okay, fine. But there's a better reason, and that's in the Chazon Ish. What's a better reason that the obviously Rabbi Yashiv is not correct? B'mechila kvod tarato.
The beged's based on the other strings, not the two.
Correct! Ma pitom! The halach of lavan is on which strings? That the lavan has to be min kanaf.
The white chelet.
The ones that are white, that are the lavan. But there was never a halacha, a pam, that all four strings should be the same color as the beged. How do I know?
Because
a normal beged was supposed to be lavan plus chelet. And what about a beged shekulo chelet? What's the halacha? You're supposed to put something else lechatchila, so there's contrast. Which means there was never a halacha that all four should be. To the extent that the halacha of min kanaf exists, it exists to what? The strings that are lavan. But the whole point is here, I'm having lavan plus chelet, and there's no din of chelet and lavan. What Rabbi Yashiv would have to argue is that if you're not sure that something's tchelet, so memela, all the strings are kilu lavan, and those have to be the same color as the beged. But that's very hard, misvara.
Right.
Because really, clearly, to the extent that min kanaf exists, there was never a halacha that all the strings would be the same as the beged. Obviously not, because there was tchelet. So you can't tell me don't put tchelet because you'd be violating min kanaf. You think God didn't know that? You think God didn't know that when he instituted tchelet? It's a din in the lavan. It's never a din that all the strings have to have it. So if you want to just see it inside, this is right. Leibowitz's point from this Chazon Ish here, number 15. He says, "Talit in poter elamina perish Rashi the shnechut de lavan shrichan leot mitzvah talit." He said, "Rashi says, what does it mean min kanaf? That the white strings have to be the color of the beged." V'chein das haRambam v'nira de'ein nafkuta ben yeshol tchelet lein lo tchelet. And he says, there is no difference if you have or don't have tchelet. Meaning, what is Rabbi Yashiv going to have to say? That if you have tchelet, so tchelet overrides the din of min kanaf. But if you don't, then everything has to be white. That's clearly what Rabbi Yashiv thinks. But the Chazon Ish thinks, what are you talking about? Right? Pashtus is that to the extent that min kanaf exists, what Rashi says is that min kanaf, midin color, is true only of the lavan.
No, but you can.
This halacha was always a din in those strings that are midin lavan.
You can,
and everything else.
You can argue that if it's not tchelis, that becomes a lavan, and now you have.
So again, you could say that. That's clearly what Rabbi Yashiv thinks. But the Chazon Ish says pashtus not, because the whole drasha is clearly only on the strings that are lavan. And to be fair, as we'll see,
he's saying lavan literally.
The strings that are midin lavan, I mean, not the tchelet strings.
So, but if that color's not tchelet, then those become lavan strings.
So that's what Yashiv is going to think. But we'll see that in Pesach, this is very unclear, because we'll see this in the Sugya of Gardumen, that Rabbeinu Tam thinks that the halachic way that you look at our strings are the lavan strings and the non-tchelet strings, the replacement strings. But the Rabbeinu Tam is very clear, and I want you to keep this in mind when we get there, that it's not that Bizman has said that if you don't hold of Tchelet, or the modern Tchelet, that you have Kulo Lavan. It's that nowadays you have the Lavan strings, and you have the strings that replace the Tchelet that are not Tchelet. But that's how Rabbeinu Tam conceptualizes it. Chazon Ish is completely correct in that sense. Again, I understand what Yashiv is saying. Yashiv will argue, no, once you don't have tchelet, everything becomes lavan. But pashtus in the Mishnah, and the Chazon Ish is a very good point. In the Diok and Rashi, the din in min kanaf was only ever a din in lavan. To be fair, that's true even of material, because as we'll see, right, it's also of material because tchelet always has to be what? Tchelet always has to be on wool.
Right.
That's why it's a heter from kilayim, because even if you have a linen beged, the tchelet is midin, right, is wool, which tells you that even the...
Does Shabbos supply?
No, that's the Gzeres HaKasuv.
So you could have a linen beged with a wool strip.
Yes, we'll get to that. That's what the Gemara says. We have a Gzeres HaKasuv that you can have a linen beged with wool.
It's woven together.
No, no. It's that it's a Gzeres HaKasuv that Tzitzis is overriced Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
So you can have a linen beged. No, no, we're going to get to the sugyas later on. But therefore, even the halach of min kanaf, not just of color, but of material, doesn't apply to tchelet. I mean, tchelet is a din of tchelet. It's a halos. It's a separate category, a separate halachic status, and he says, "May nafka minim et tzitzit semeru pishtim o mina shel talit." It doesn't matter whether it's wool, it doesn't matter whether it's linen. The chevan, the krab, the kara la tzitzit akanaf, ha'inu tzeva akanaf, hakol bechlal. You dafka shnei, because he says min kanaf, it has to be part of the corner. He says, "Miu dafka shnei chutin, atzrichan v'tzeva a beged." But only two strings or three, however many you pasken, right? Two, three, whatever. But if I put white, sorry, I don't have tchelet, I put four white, ink peda b'sheha sefob ezet seva yihu. Two of them, again, he's following Rabbeinu Tam, that is two and two. So he says, two of them are midin lavan, so they need to be white. And two of them are not midin lavan, so they can be any color. Urayim acht barach b'gamara. And therefore, I think the main response to Rabbi Yashiv is not just, I mean, there's two central responses. One is what Nate said, which is the Maker Adin, we don't paskin that way. We're machmir for it. The second is what the Chazon Ish says, is that the whole din is only on the strings that are midin lava, not the ones that midin tchelet. Again, the only potential problem would be if you're machmir, let's say, follow Shechter and do what Rashi and Tosfos say and have two tchelet and two lavan, and it turns out that really the Ravid is right, or the Rambam is right, so then you have two strings that should have been white, or three strings that should have been white that are now blue. Right? So that's where you could have a critique, right? Is that, you know, if you're machmir that four, right, two, which is four, which is blue, and really you only need two, so then you have two strings that should have been white that are now blue. But again, I don't know how big of a deal that is as things go, but that's, I guess, where you could have a critique. But fundamentally, I think the Chazon Ish sounds like he's obviously correct, and Rabbi Yashiv is really a chiddush in that way. Again, the lumdos that Rabbi Yashiv will say is that without tchelet, they all turn into lavan, essentially, but again, that I'm not sure that's true, and we'll see that in Sugiv Gardum, and Rabbeinu Tam clearly assumes that that's not the case, and that has halachic nafka minas, as we will see. Okay?